Vayter and Shas, we're in Daf Memhei, picking it up about a Mishnah on Memhei, brand new Mishnah. We spoke about the idea of the Arava that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to get into exactly how it was done. What did they do? Mitzvah Arava, Ketzad, how was it done? Makom Hayolamatim Yushalayim V'Nikar Motza. There's a place which is below Yushalayim, which is called Motza. And what were they used to do over there? They would go in Yardin L'Sham, they would go down over there, Malakdin Misham, they would gather from there, Murbios Shel Arava. Murbios Shel Arava means these branches from the Arava, they would stand them up by the tzidem mizbeach, by the side of the mizbeach. V'roshein kfufin al gabi mizbeach, their heads, the top of them would be kufuf, would be bent over on top of the mizbeach. Taku ve'riu v'taku, then they would go ahead, and this is the quantum over there, would do tekiya, cherua and tekiya. This is not with a shofar. They used to do this like with the chatzotzos, with these trumpets they had. Rashi says, Bishum Simcha, this is all a joyous occasion that would do such a thing. B'chol yom, akifin esach, mizbeach, pa ma'achas v'omrim, ana Hashem oshiyana, ana Hashem atzlichana. Every day, which means of the B'chol yom, makifin esach, or at one time, means of the first 6 days that they would be involved in doing this, they would go around at one time and they would say, Ana Hashem Hashina, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rishim says, Ani v'ho Hoshina. That's what they used to say, Ani v'ho Hoshina, which Rashi says is the gematria of Ana Hashem. And he goes a little bit deeper into that. If you take a look, part of the 72-letter name of Hashem, and look at the psukim there, nice Rashi. Beautiful. I mean, every Rashi, beautiful. V'osayom, akivin is m'deach sheva p'amim. But on osayom, means on the Sabbath, on the seventh day, b'yom ha-shvi, Rashi says ha-shvi, they would go around it seven times. B'shas p'tiros, and you know, remember when they would go, and they would be leaving it at the very end, the last day, when they'd be finished, what would they say? They would say, yofi l'cham mizbeach, yofi l'cham mizbeach. Beauty is to you, Mizbeach. Beauty is to you, Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Leka ulecha Mizbeach. Leka ulecha Mizbeach. They would say, for Hashem, to Hashem, and to you, Mizbeach. To Hashem and to you, Mizbeach. Okie dokie. Kemai seyu b'chol kach masir b'Shabbos. Just like they did during the weekdays, what they would do on Shabbos as well. Like we discussed, that Arava is on either 6 days or 7 days, which means that this is talking about if Shabbos fell on the seventh day. If Shabbos fell on 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then they wouldn't go ahead and go again and break the Shabbos for it, only if it's the seventh day. They would go ahead and they would cut it down on Erev Shabbos on Friday. And they would put it in golden barrels that in order, Rashi says, Maleos Mayim, they were filled with water, in order that it shouldn't start to wither. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko Amar, he says, Chayos shel dekel ha'mevin. They would bring Chayos shel dekel, Rashi says, Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. And the first time, the girls can explain why that was. Chayos are enough in the branches, the branches of dekel from a palm tree. The choftin of some karka, but see them as berach, they would go and they would choftin, which means they give it the smackdown. They would smack it on the ground on the side of the mizbeach. The oso yom, and that oso hayom, nikra chibut chayos, that day was called the smackins of the branches. Miyad tinokos shomtunus lulveim. They would go ahead and they would take from the hands of the tinokos, they would take their lulavs. This is at the end of by the seventh day. Ve'ochlin esrogim, ve'elchin esrogim, they would eat their esrogim. Rashi says, shel tinokos, emidavar lomishum gazel, no gazel, lomishum darka shalom, there's no sort of issues going on here. Shekach no gumach masimcha, that was what they used to do. That was a simcha that they used to show. Zaktam Gemara Tana Makom Kolnia Hava. Rashi explains what that means is that it's Ben Chorin min Hamas Shel Melech. The place you used to go and take by Motza, they used to go and take the stuff from, it was a place that was just free of tax. Right, was that what it's called? Yeah, Motza. There was a place which was free of tax, Kolni Hava. V'tana didan, my time of Karli Motza. Why do they call it Motza? I did the Mipak Mikarga de Malka Karli Motza. Since it was out, it was Rashi says Mipak Mikarga Motzi Michal Amas Shalom Melech. It was excluded from the taxes of the king. Hanunami Kalni the Tosefta. Since that was the case, therefore Karli Motza was called Motza from like a lashon of Yotze of Yotza Mutza, that it's not part of it, it's outside, it's not chayav in taxes. They would go and they would set it up on the side of the Mizbeach. Tana. Rabos va'arukos. Or it says on the side, it means rakos arubos. Okay, either a lot of them and they were long, or they were soft and they were long. Ugvos achas aser amer. It was 11 amos tall. Kadesh, you go chos a Mizbeach amer. In order that it should go ahead and be over the Mizbeach, a full amer. It should be leaning over it in amer. We learn from this that it must be that it was on the Yesod. The Yesod is like the base of the Mizbeach, but not actually on the floor next to it itself. Rashi says, it's impossible for it to be leaning over on Mizbeach. It's got to be two amas above it in order that it should be, when it goes up that it's one ama above. So it's 10, it's matching the height of it. 11, it's going one ama above. But if you want it to bend over another that should be ama above, then you have to have it going up another ama that you can then bend that ama that it's like going over and covering over, and it's still ama above. So therefore, Gvos Menu Amasayim, Ve'im Yoser Yoser. And if it wasn't taller than that, then what happens would be it would be actually lying on the thing itself. That's called gochos, not called leaning over it. Because if you want to say it was actually on the ground itself, then we have a problem. Michti, break it down. We know that the way that the Mizbeach was set up is that it went up one amma and then went in one amma. Zel Yisod, that was the Yisod, the base of it. Allah Chamesh Vikanes Amma, then it would go up five, and then it would go in one Amma. Zel Sove, that was called the Sove, if it was like the border, the goes around it. Allah Shalosh, then it went up three Amos. Zel Makamakronis, that was literally means the horns of the Mizbeach. Gochos Al Gabe Mizbeach, Hechim Mishkachos. How could it be that it's hanging over it without it actually being on it itself? The only way to do that is if you actually have it sitting on the Yesod itself. El Alash, Shma Mina, a Yesod Manachlu, it's sitting on the Yesod, and that's how everything works out. Shma Mina makes perfect sense. I want to take a look and see the whole breakdown over there. Take a look at this beautiful Rashi. He'll take you step by step in understanding this Allah Amma, how exactly it was built, etc. Okay. Viter. Amravo, Mikra. Where do we get this from? Where do we find this in the pasuk itself? Where do we see that a pasuk that says it's got to be above? It's got to be higher than Mizbeach itself by an amma, or it's got to be above it. Pasuk says, "Shenamer isu chag bavusim ad kainos hamizbeach kiliata beodeka." The full pasuk they're about to bring goes as follows. The pasuk found in Tehillim. Kel Hashem vayoyer lanu isu chag bavosim ad karnos hamizbeach. Hashem is God. He illuminated for us. Bind the festival offering with cords until the corners of the altar. Now we learn from this. Amar avo maikra shenamar isu chag bavosim ad karnos hamizbeach. And we darshan this a little bit differently than the literal sense of it meaning isu chag, which means that it's being bound. Isu chag of the chag bavosim. Ad karnos hamizbeach, and we translate it to mean in this context that isru chag from a lashon of isru, Rashi points out, is a lashon of hekifu, which means to circle, to go around. Isru chag bavosim, they would go in circle on the chag with avosim, which is with branches. Ad karnos hamizbeach, that would go up and they would reach all the way to the karnos, to the horns of the mizbeach. And we know that the karnos hamizbeach went above the mizbeach itself. It was taller than the flat part of the mizbeach. So too, the ravus also went above it. And we see a few different ways to darshan this pasuk. Am Rabbi Vav, Am Rabbi Lazar, call a note to lulav bigudo. Anyone who goes and takes a lulav when it's an egud, when it's ugud together, when it's all bound up, which means you have the lulav, the das, the ravus all bound together. The hadas ba'avoso, and also the hadas was ba'avoso, which we learned as that chain like pattern with at least three on each on the same level. Myla of a kusuf kilu bottom is beach the hikar of carbon. We consider it as if a person built a mizbeach and brought a carbon on it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, beep, turn the page. Mem hey amabez isu chag bavosim ad karnos hamizbeach. Isu chag in this case means to bind it up. In order to isu like being bound, it's together bavosim and bavosim. Now we're talking how it's done like the chain like formation of the hadasim ad karnos hamizbeach. Then it's going to be like there was dam that was put on the karnos hamizbeach. As Rashi points out, isu is aguda shelulav bavosim bahadas shu avos shel gimel bad. them kliya, how do you say that in English? Braided. Ad kainas ariu lechem kimatan damim shebekrona samizbeach. That's what it's like you did. I'm Rabbi Yom Shum, Rabbi Shum Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Ham. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Hamakosi, Kola Osa Iser Lachag Bachilu Vishtia, anyone who's Maaser, like binding together on the Chag with eating and drinking. You go ahead and you enjoy yourself while eating and drinking on the Chag. Rashi says, Iser Lachag, Aguda Lachag, Shekori Lachag Oneg B'Maychal Mishta, V'Yesha Omerim. Yom Shal Acher Chag. Some say even the day after the Chag. Okay, someone who does this, Milo Lo Kasav Kilu Bada Mizbech Vehikar Valav Carbon. It's like a person built a Mizbech and he brought a carbon on it. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, Isu Chag Bavosim Et Karnas Hamizbech. Again, Isu Chag Bavosim. But in this context, we're looking at the word Bavosim, meaning Behemos Avos Ushmenos. It means fatty, yummy, delicious cows. Then what's the din? It's Ad Karnas Hamizbech. And again, it's like a person went ahead and they brought the dam on the Mizbech. Amr Chizki, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now we go on like a rampage. We're going to say a bunch of different ideas from this person. Kol mitzvos kulan, all the different mitzvos, ein adam yotzei behem ela derech gidilasan, any mitzvos that has to be doing, done with any sort of thing which are growing, has to be done in the way that they grow. Rashi says, atachton lamata elyon lamala, the bottom has to be down, the top has to be up. We learned this earlier when we talked about the lulav, and how could it be that you go and you take it out, you're not going to be... If you remember, the Gemara spoke about the fact that a person who goes out, Rabbi Yossi, it's in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that someone who goes out, not going to be chayav achatas if they're so torahed in the mitzvah. I, we said, but when you pick it up, you're yotzei right away as soon as you pick it up. So we quoted this Gemara by saying, no, it has to be done derech gidlos, and you did it upside down. So he said, einam yotzei behem elo derech gidlos. And Shemar, as the pasuk says, atzei shitim omdim. The pasuk says, the full one says, asisas akrashim lemishkan atzei shitim omdim. It's got to be, the atzei shitim is akisha wood. That's got to be omdim, standing up. And then we dash into that. What does that mean? That it's got to be standing up in the way in which it grows. And therefore, everything else, which is like that, similar to it, has been in the way which it grows. Tani nami achi, Rebbeisa supports this. Atzei shitim omdim, that they should stand up. She omdim derech gilos, and they're standing in the way in which they grew. Davar acher omdim. What does that mean when we say omdim? Another way thing we dash in is, shama midim es sipuyan, that we stand up their tzipoy, their covering, where we know that the crush and mishkan we had gold plated, so it has to be mamidin es tzipuyan, that the wood itself is holding it up and making sure that it's able to stand there. Rashi points out, meaning hatzipoy shelzav kavua behem b'mismero shelzav, the gold plated had to be fastened to it in a way with golden nails. Kidachsev es a crushim titzap ezav v'loya oset tas aruch kamida sakerish shaman me'alav. It wasn't that you made the kerish itself out of gold, but rather had to be upheld by the wood itself on and put gold on top of it. Davar acher omdim, what do we learn from that? Shematamar avad sivran ubatal sikuyan. Maybe going to say that now we don't have the base of Midrash anymore. Rashi says, Mishen nignas ol moed batalo alames, it's lost forever. Sikuyam tuchlosam umabatam. Everything is lost. It's never coming back. The greatness of it is finished. Hamad lomar atzei shitim omdim, they're omdim. Meaning what? She omdim la'olam la'olme olamim. It's always be here. It'll come back. Don't worry about it. We'll get it. All right. V'amar chizka amar rabbi yirmiyah mishum rabbi yishum amar yuchai. Yochalan yiftas kol olam kulo min adin. I am able to go ahead and to clean the entire world from din. Rashi says, lifter b'schusi ani sovel kol avon hosein v'potim min adin. I can take all the sins on me and pater everybody from din. Pretty heavy. Saying is very chash of a person. Yom shenivresi ad ata. They're able to do this from the time that I was born until now. V'ilmale Elazar b'niyimi. And if my son Elazar would be with me, then not only would we be able to save the like he just said, to go and to save all the people from the time I was created till now, but Yom Shinivra Olam Hadachsav, I'd be able to go out and clean the world from the time I was created until now. Vil Mali Yotam Ben Uziah Imanu, and if Yotam Ben Uziah was with me, we could do even more. Rashi says Yotam ben Uziyahu was a tzaddik and an honor of Yosem Yishar Malach and Mezacha v'kibud Aviv v'alav Nemar ben Yechabid Av. On him they said his son honors his father. Shekol Yom Shaya Aviv Mitzora, all his father was a Mitzora, v'hu ayah shofet Am Aretz, k'dichsev Yotam shofet Lo natal alav kesem malchus b'chayev v'chol dinim shayidan omer b'shem av. He did everything in the name of his father. He never waited. He waited till his father's for all his father's honor. And if he was with us, miyom shenivra olam atzofo, he'd be able to go ahead and save the world from the time it's created. And atzofo, Rashi says, atchi chalom till it's totally finished, until it's done. V'ramei chizka rabbiyim b'shem b'shem b'yochai. Ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'hein mo'atam. I saw a lot of b'nei aliyah. I saw b'nei aliyah, and they are very few. Rashi says, ra'ani l'misha. Lefi Maise Abriel Shabnei Aliyah Kasa Mekabel Pnei Hashchina Matamim. Bnei Aliyah, those are going to be Mekabel the Pnei Hashchina. They're going to receive the face of the divine. There are very few of these people. Very, very few. Im Elef Hein Ani Ubni Mehen. If there's 1,000, myself and my son are part of 1,000. Im Meahim, if there's 100, Ani Ubni Mehen. My son and I are part of it. Im Shnayim Hein Ani Ubni Hein. And if there's only 2, it's me and my son, we are the 2. In fact, the Gemara, Mizucha Kolai, that's it. There are so few people that are Mekab Pnei Shechina. What are you talking about? Vamar Rava, Tamne Seri Alfe Dora, Havad the Kamib the Kuchabrichu. Says there are 18,000 Tamne Seri Alfe Dora, rows of great people that are in front of a Kodesh Boko, the Mekab Pnei Shechina. Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, Saviv Shmona Asar Elef is surrounded by 18,000 greats. Right, so what are you talking about? That there's only a few that are there. Lo kasha. Hadam istaklib aspaklaria meira. Hadalam istaklib aspaklaria meira. The ones that we're talking about, so yes, they're 18,000. 18,000 aspaklaria meira, Rashi says, means a mechitza shechotzetes b'neim l'shchina is aspaklaria. It's like a lens. Meira means kemarazu sheroen bavyeh sadikim she'en meira lehen kolkach ve'en yachon liras mamish. So depending on the level that a person's on, they get to see the Ribono Shalom or have the clarity of the presence of Hashem. Is it a clear lens, completely, totally clear, like say Moshe Rabbeinu was connected to Hashem, aspaklaria meira, which is clear, crystal clear lens. But as we go down in levels, so then it becomes a little foggier and it's harder to see. So that's what it means to say. There's 18,000, but very few of them actually get to the level aspaklaria meira. Says the Gemara, "Mistakli baspaklaria meira mizutikulei." You're saying even those that get that level, there's so few of them. V'amar Abaye, lo pachos alma mitlosin v'shita tzadikin the mekabel abeshchina b'chol yom. There's no less than 36 righteous, great people, like we speak at the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, that are able to go out and receive Hakadosh Baruch Hu's countenance. Every day, Shenemar Ashrei Kol Chochei Lo, as the pasuk says, Ashrei, fortunate are all those Kol Chochei Lo who await for him. Rashi says, "I'm a chakim lekatsu who kaminyan lo that are waiting that is the minyan lo lamed vav." It's gematria lamed vav lo be gematria tlasim v'shitahava. So there's 36 of them. Why are you saying that there are so few? There's actually 36. Lo kasha ha da'ilu b'bar ha da'lo ha da'ilu b'lo bar. We're talking about two different levels. Yes, there are 36 very high level people, but only few of them da'ilu b'bar. Eilid below bar. Eilid bar means it can only, they have to go in Birushus. They need permission to be able to go and speak and to be able to connect with Hashem on such a level. And there are others that, the 36 that are in such a high level, but there are very few Eilid below bar that go in without any permission. That's what he's talking about, him and his own son that fit into the category of these great, great people. Bishas p'tiras and mine, amen. When they go and they would leave, what would they end up saying? Rashi says, I'm a sneezing guy. This is going in our Mishnah. What would they say? Right, our Mishnah said it. So, okay, anyway, I'm a sneezing guy. They would say, just to quote you, actually, Lush in the Mishnah was, a survey says, Yofi l'cham mizbeach, Yofi l'cham mizbeach, and Rabbi Elazar said, Leka u l'cham mizbeach, Leka u l'cham mizbeach, to you Hashem, and Leka to Hashem, and to you mizbeach, to Hashem and to you mizbeach. So now the Gemara says, B'shas p'tiras ha'mayin omrim, v'hokal mishtate, v'shem shamayim, v'davar acher, what are you putting together, a shem Hashem and something else? V'tayim v'lint in the b'ayis, v'hokal mishtate, Hamishatev, Shem Shemayim B'Davar Acher, Nechem and Elam, and who goes and connects something else to Hashem's name, he gets uprooted from the world. Shemayim Zabatzik says, Bilti La Hashem Levado, only to Hashem himself, it's only Hashem. How can you go out and compare and bring someone else into Hashem? What's going on? Hachigamah says, no, this is what he was saying. Lecha Anachna Modim, Ulecha Anu Mishamachim, to you Hashem, Anachna Modim, we admit that you are the true God, you are Hashem. Of course, you're Hashem. Rashi points out, he gives actually a lesson. And to you, we go out and we praise. This is talking to the Mizbeach that the fact that Sha'ata Chaviv Lefanin Lechaper Lina, your beloved to us, that you're being Mechaper for us. Modim Lav Loshin Hod, Ela Loshin Toda. Modim is not Loshin of Hod, rather it's Loshin of Thank You. Shana Modim Bo Velo Kofrim. Again, the point is that you, Hashem, you are a God, and to you we praise for gaining us atonement. Lecha Anachna Modim Lecha Anu Mekalsin. To you, Hashem, we Modim, we admit. And to the Mizbeach, we sing. Anu Mekalsin, we sing Shira to such a thing. All right, no avodah zarah going on. K'maiseu b'chol. We said just like we did during the weekday, so too we did on a Shabbos. Zok de Gemara. They would go there and bring these branches from Atzik Dekel, and they would give the beat down by the side of the Mizbeach, and they call it the beating of the branches. Amar Rav Huna, my time of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, what is pshat? Why would they go and bring these Atzik Dekel? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, kapos, in the Lashon Rabim, Shnayim, Achas, the Lulav. One is Kapos, meaning the Lulav, Achas, the Mizbech. One of it to be brought to the Mizbech also in order to go ahead and do this whole smackdown ceremony. Okay, Verabanan, who don't say they do this, Amri Kapos, Ksiv. It says Kapos, Veloshon Chaser, without a Vav, and therefore it's talking about it as an individual, a single, and that means just your Lulav. Rabbi Levi Omer, Rabbi Levi comes along, and he says, Kitamar. Why would they bring this branch over here? He says, just like a tamar, which is the, you know, the date tree, to show a concept. Ma tamar zein lo ela lev echa. Just like this tamar, oh, there's only one lev, there's only one heart. Rashi says, kein moach yeshbo. It has inside of it, like the marrow that's inside of it. Kigon be'etza ogos v'agefen ve'ein lo ela be'etza imtzoi ha'zokuf v'olo v'gadol ha'mayla v'lo ba'achriyosav u'mechabedosav. It only grows in the actual trunk of the tree, but doesn't go off and break off to all the different branches. Therefore, it's like it has one lave. Af Yisrael, so to b'nei Yisrael, ein lo me'ela lave achad la'vim shem ha'shemayim. We only have one heart to you, Hashem. I'm Rav Yehuda Meshmua, lulav shiva. Now we're talking about brachas, the bracha that you go and you make on your lulav. He goes and says that we go and make the bracha for 7 days. That's the lulav. You make the bracha for 7 days. B'sukkah yom echad, and sukkah you make the bracha 1 day. My time, what's pshat? Because lulav, demifsiki leilos miyamim, there's no mitzvah to do lulav at night, so it breaks the mitzvah every single day. It's a new mitzvah every single day. Therefore, every day. But kol yom mitzvah b'apin nafshehu, so you make a new bracha. Sukkah, delo mitzvah leilos miyamim, but sukkah is not broken down by that, because we know it just continues from the day and through the night as well. Therefore, what do you do? Sukkah, delo mitzvah leilos miyamim, kulo shiva. Kul Shiva, Kichad Yom Aricha Damu. All 7 days is like one long day, therefore you don't go ahead and make a new bracha every day. For Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no, Sukkah Shiva flips it. He says, Sukkah you do 7 days, Velulav Yomecha, Lulav you do 1 day, my time out. Sukkah Daraisa Shiva, because Sukkah is a mitzvah Daraisa, sit there for 7 days. Lulav Darabanan, Sagile Bechad Yoma. Lulav, really, you only have to do it for 1 day. So the rest of it is just Darabanan. Therefore, you're going to make a bracha 1 day. That's two opinions. Number three. Kiyasa Ravana, Rabbi Yochanan, Echadze Vechazesh Shiva. Both of them you do for 7 days. Both of them you break a bracha 7 days. Amar. Amar Rav Yosef, Nakot the Rabbi Bechana Biyadcha. Take Rabbi Bechana's opinion. And what did he say? He said that you make it 7. That is Rabbi Bechana bringing it back. Hold on. He said, Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Shiva, Velulav Yomechad. You make him 7 on that. Rashi says, Amar Sukkah Shiva. Velodu of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That Rashi says that he says, Sukkah is Yomechad. It's focusing on the Sukkah part. That is, make sure you do the Sukkah 7. The Kula Amaroi, Kaimik of a Sebe Sukkah. All the Amaroim hold like him when it comes to the Sukkah. Both Ravin and Rabbi Chana say that Rabbi Yochanan says you have to make sukkah, bracha on the sukkah for 7 days. Who argues? Shmuel. Therefore, we go ahead and we go against that, and we don't pass like him. The Kulam Roy, Kami Kavaseh B'sukkah, they all like him B'sukkah. Rashi says, the Kulam Roy, Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, Kami Kavaseh B'sukkah. Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. If you have a machlokas in Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha was like Rabbi Yochanan, Kem Etzasi B'yisodosh Rabbeinu Yaakov. So therefore, at least in reference to the sukkah, make sure you're making a bracha on the sukkah for 7 days. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.